Hi, this week the topic is No Excuses. The Wife is the Homemaker. Listen carefully to this following passage of Scripture. Titus 2, verse 1. The Bible says, But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine. Titus was a young preacher who was being trained by the Apostle Paul. He is here given a charge. It's an apostolic order, and Titus has to do what Paul is telling him. This is not just a simple matter of Titus doing something only if he wants to do it. He must speak sound doctrine. Listen carefully to some of the sound doctrine which he must teach. In verse 2, the Bible says, Titus 2, verse 2, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience. The older women, likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Titus is commanded to teach the older women to behave themselves with reverent behavior, according to this passage. The older women are to admonish the young women to be homemakers. This is our topic this week. Young women are to be admonished to be homemakers. A homemaker is someone who manages a home. A manager does not necessarily perform every single job herself, but she makes sure that every job is taken care of. To illustrate, suppose that a woman is a manager of a Walmart store. What sort of things is a Walmart manager responsible for? Well, the manager would have to make sure that all the shelves are stocked, that the floors are clean, that enough cash registers are open and running. These are just a few of the jobs that a manager has to attend to. And we would not expect to see the manager of Walmart personally cleaning the floors of Walmart. If an emergency situation arose, then the manager might grab a mop and mop up a dangerous spill, but ordinarily, the manager simply oversees the store to make sure that the work that needs to be done gets done by somebody. So, if necessary, the manager herself would pitch in and make sure that a job gets done. Likewise, the wife in a marriage is to be a homemaker, someone who manages a home. She may not personally wash the dishes or cook the food, but she makes sure that the food does get cooked and the dishes do get washed. If necessary, the manager, the wife, will pitch in and personally clean and wash and cook. Perhaps a Christian woman doesn't want to be a homemaker. Well, in that case, the woman should not marry. However, if she wishes to marry, she must assume the role of a homemaker. That's the job assigned to her by God. And by the way, I'm not the one making up the rules. I'm just reporting what the Bible says. If a Christian woman is married, then she is responsible with managing the home and making sure that the work around the house gets done. If she does not keep the home in order, it is possible that she's idle. The New Testament speaks about women being idle. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 11, the Bible says, But refuse financial support to the younger widows. For when they have begun to grow wanton against Christ, they desire to marry, having condemnation because they cast off their first faith. And besides, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things which they ought not. Therefore, I desire that the younger widows marry, bear children, manage the house, give no opportunity to the adversary to speak reproachfully. Young widows are not to be enrolled on the payroll of the church. They are not to be given financial support on a regular basis because it will lead to idleness. And rather than managing their homes, they become idle and busybodies. A woman does not necessarily have to stay at home to be the manager of the home. There may be situations where a wife must seek employment outside the home to bring in money. However, she's still responsible for managing the home and may not neglect this responsibility. In such cases, her workload has merely increased. On the other hand, there are women who stay home but the house is unkempt and neglected. It is wrong for a wife to neglect her duties, especially if she is staying at home. If at all possible, when children are in the home, a mother needs to be at home overseeing the children and training them in their conduct. Our homes are suffering in America because children are left in daycare centers which merely feed and care for the physical safety of children, but which offer no moral guidance. The Bible teaches the ideal home is this: a man and a woman marry one another and stay faithful to one another for their entire lives. They have children. The father is responsible to see that the children are reared in the ways of the Lord, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And the mother is responsible to see that the home is managed well, Titus 2, verse 5. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, and there's no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.